Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm pleased to welcome everyone to the first in the series of Shrubs of Today Become Tomorrow's Forest. This series of shows has been designed to give you the latest information about how to protect, feed and care for your youngest children, the shrubs, so they become strong, healthy and clever, the productive forest of tomorrow. If families and communities can provide proper care for these young ones during their first 1,000 days, from their development in the womb until their second birthday, this we will ensure a brighter future for them, our communities, and for Ghana as a whole. The idea for this series developed when the results of the latest health survey for Ghana were released and showed that one in every three children in northern Ghana is chronically malnourished. That means that one of every three children is not getting what they need to grow adequately on a daily basis. These children are not necessarily the very thin, sickly children we think about when we hear malnourished. Rather, they are just small or significantly short for their age. Because we have so many children like this, we are unaware of the malnutrition problem in our midst. You might wonder what difference this extreme shortness in a child makes. The extreme shortness is a sign of poor development of body and mind. It develops during this first 1,000-day period, when a baby or young child is not well fed and cared for. We must ensure that our babies and young children get what they need during this period because the losses in physical and mental development during this period cannot be corrected later in life and would mean that our children will not be able to reach their potential, for example, in school achievement or as productive adults. Each week on this program, we shall share the experiences of families and the best guidance from health and nutrition experts in Ghana. Our episodes will be guided by our health reporter,
Akol Bla,
and by Madam
Asibi,
a senior nurse who has worked for many years in clinics around the country. She has helped hundreds of our families with young children. Now she is grandmother to 10 thriving grandchildren. Madam
Asibi
is convinced that there are a few simple but important actions that all families can and should be doing to ensure a better and brighter future of their children, even saving the lives of young babies. She will share her many experiences and secrets to raising healthy children. Let's meet
Akol Bla
and Madam
Asibi.
Hello, all our listeners. My name is
Akol Bla
and the host of this program. When I was picked for this show, everyone found it odd because I'm a young man. But Madam
Asibi
liked the idea. She believed that if young men learn more about children, we will make better fathers. She also believes that our children would be better off if their fathers pay more attention to affairs that are regarded as women's issues. For example, caring for children and feeding the family. Madam
Asibi
says child care is everyone's business. If you are getting the idea that Madam
Asibi
has many ideas based on her long experience, you are correct. Let's meet her. Madam
Asibi
has asked that we come to this clinic in
Zuorongo.
She worked here for years and has many friends. She wants to introduce us to Dr.
Ayisoba,
a child doctor who will help us kick off this series. Ah, Madam
Asibi,
here you are.
Akol Bla,
come. Please sit down and make yourself comfortable. Hello.
Akol Bla.
I am so glad that we are finally starting. We have spoken about this program, The Shrubs of Today Become Tomorrow's Forest, for some time. The more I have thought about it, the more ideas I have had. And since we began planning, I have spoken to so many families and to my friends who are community health nurses or community volunteers. They have given me many wonderful suggestions. I hope they are tuning in as well. I am excited to begin.
I'm excited as well to host our first broadcast. And I can assure you that my family thinks your plan for me to learn more about children is a wonderful one. My sisters want me to help more with my nieces and nephews.
Yes. By the end of this program, you're going to know all the latest about feeding children and you will not only be a good uncle, but a great catch for marriage. The information from the program will help in making you a good husband and father. I hope that you might encourage other young men to take interest. They can see by your example that one can still be cool and take an interest in children. In fact, it makes them of more interest.
Well, let's wait and see. Sister, let's begin by having you tell our listeners about yourself.
Very well. First, I am a wife, mother, and grandmother. I have 4 grown children and 10 grandchildren. I am very proud of my family. Second, as I believe the listeners know, I am a registered senior nurse. My husband worked for the government, so we have moved around the country, although we have always come here to
Bolga.
Moving gave me an opportunity to work in many health facilities and to meet different families and learn the challenges that they face. As a nurse, I have experienced terrible outbreaks of malaria, cholera, and of course, I have seen the effects of malnutrition.
It is clear that you have a lot of experiences and have helped families throughout many difficult times. I know from my earlier conversations that you believe a critical action for our country, and especially for us here in the North, is to address the significant problem of chronic malnutrition. I've heard you talk partially about how there's something for all of us to do that will make a big difference for our children and to our future. Can you tell our listeners about it?
Yes, it has become my new campaign. We are unaware of the problem of chronic undernutrition and what it does to our children because it has been with us for so long and is not always visible. But 1 in every 3 children here is lagging in their physical and mental growth, and many more are on the borderline. I am talking about our youngest children, those infants and toddlers in our communities. What our children are eating is not nutritious enough for good growth and development. Also, our children get sick so often and they are not fed properly when they are sick. Overcoming these situations is something that is in our hands, that every family and community can improve. Ah, here comes Dr.
Alarva.
She's so wise and feels as strongly as I do about this topic after having seen so many children suffering.
Dr.
Alariba,
welcome. Please sit with us. Before you and sister start talking, may I ask you to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Of course, it is a pleasure.
Akolbila.
I am Dr.
Alariba.
I'm in charge of this clinic. I met Madam
Asibi
when I was a new doctor and she was a great help to me. I am a graduate of University for Development Studies School of Medicine and have extra training in child health. I have been at this clinic and others in the region for well over 15 years now. So I feel very familiar with the way of life here. Seeing young children and their families has strengthened my belief that if children can have a good beginning to their life, it will last through lifetime. Although I specialize in children, I always pay close attention to the women who are pregnant. Life begins there. The woman must be healthy and strong for her own sake and for the sake of her baby.
Ah, Dr.
Alariba.
This is why I've always enjoyed working with you. You don't wait for a child to fall sick, but you work with families to keep illness away. Please tell our listeners about the program you are supporting here at the clinic.
Certainly. I'm working with a program called the First 1000 Days Program. This program helps our children grow physically, in their body and mentally so they can develop to their full potential. But let me explain about the first 1,000 days. 1,000 days sounds like a very long time, but it is not. This is the period from the time the baby begins to grow in the womb until the child is 2 years old. This is first 1,000 days of life. Anyone with young children knows how quickly this time goes by.
But tell the listeners why this first 1,000 days is so important.
You rush me, Madam
Asibi.
We are learning that this first 1,000 days determine the rest of the child's life. If life's beginning is good, the child has more chance of a healthy, fruitful life. If the beginning is poor, the child will not reach its potential, perhaps being sickly or not doing well in school or having more difficulty as an adult, staying on the job or being a productive farmer. Oftentimes, we are not aware that difficulties later in life are a result of these first days of life. We are learning new things all the time, like the importance of getting a good start in life.
Doctor, I want to add one thing. I learned it from you and have not forgotten because it shocked me. If the child's growth and development, both in the body and in the mind, does not happen during the first 1,000-day period, it will not be corrected as the child gets older. This means that we must pay very close attention to our little ones.
Wow! Is this really true? I had no idea. Indeed, this is news. I have two nieces and nephews in this 1,000 days period. Tell me more.
It is a pleasure. It is true that children who grow well in their first 2 years cannot make up what they have lost. But there are those children who are severely malnourished, who everyone identifies because they are so thin and weak and clearly are not growing well. But then, there are those children who just slowly fall behind. Their delay in growth is not so visible. What is happening is that the food they receive each day is not of good nutrition value, and they may be repeatedly sick without recovering fully. But their small deficiencies add up. By the time they are a year or 2 years old, we can identify them because they are extremely short.
But short? They are all children. How do we know?
When I say extremely short, I mean shorter than what is considered normal in the child growth recommendations. There is always a range of height. Some people are taller than others, naturally. But what I'm talking about are children who fall way below normal for their age. Or said another way, if these children were being well fed with nutritious food, they would be growing more. They will not all of a sudden be very tall, but they might be a few centimeters more and be in a normal range. We have many of these children who are below normal in Ghana, so it is hard to see. Here in Northern Ghana, 1 in every 3 children is shorter than normal within the first 2 years because they get a poor start in life and can't quite recover.
So many of our children are not growing well, both in the body and in mind. My, I can understand why we need to take action. How does a family know if their child is not growing properly, and what can they do to ensure a good start in life?
Akolbila.
That is the question, or the two questions. How do we know if our children are growing poorly, and what can be done to protect them? Welcome again to the Sharps of Today and Tomorrow's Future. This series is all about what to do.
Yes, of course. But before hearing Dr.
Alareba,
I didn't realize the problem affects so many children and that it is impossible to correct after the child is 2 years old.
I agree. It is a big problem. It is time that families and communities become aware of this problem. To answer the first question that
Akolbila
asked about how families can know if their child is growing poorly, they can find out at the clinic or the CHIPS compound. At the clinic, we weigh and measure children. Any nurse or doctor should be able to tell you how your child is growing. A healthy child should gain weight month by month and gain in height every few months. Please ask at the clinic and make sure it is recorded in your child health record.
So, if a child goes for their clinic visit, it is easy to know if the child is in danger or is already very short. That seems quite easy. So, then the parent needs to ask for help, correct?
That's right. Just knowing that your child is not growing well is not enough. The reason for poor growth needs to be found and steps taken to correct the situation. If the growth problem is found right away, it is so much easier to correct than after many months. I focus on helping the parents or caregivers improve what they are doing on a daily basis in the care of their child. I often say that the care of the child is like the care that farmers extend to their crops. First, farmers know that they should not plant their crops too close together. So, in the same way, our children should not be born too close together. They need the space or care of the family for at least these first 2 years for a good start. And then, just as farmers nourish their crops, we need to feed our children with nutritious foods. First, they need only breast milk to be sure they get the water and nutrients they need. Then at 6 months, they need breast milk and food. I mean nutritious foods. I think this is Madam
Asibi's
specialty. Finally, just as farmers protect their crops from diseases and pests, we need to do the same for our children by completing their immunization, getting a bed net for them, and making sure they receive vitamin A drops. Likewise, we need to keep them clean by washing our hands and their hands and making a play space for them where the animals won't bother them and leave their feces nearby. I know this is a lot to think about, but why should we pay more attention to having healthy crops than we do to having healthy children? So space them, feed them with nutritious food and protect them against infections. Our recipe for healthy growth.
I like these ideas. Nourish and nurture. A perfect package. If we can do it for our plants and animals, we can also do it for our children.
This makes such good sense. But I want to understand the men's role. Madam
Asibi
wants me to always be sure as men are considered in these discussions. Certainly, I know that for child spacing, the wife and husband must work together or not work so closely together. But on these other issues of protecting the child and feeding the child, aren't these concerns for the mothers? I don't see men feeding their children.
Why not? The idea that feeding children is women's work has now changed to include men. A father can feed his child, but if he isn't around or this is too much to handle, he can certainly make it easier for the mother to spend the time she needs breastfeeding by not being impatient about meals and other chores, and he can make sure that the needed foods are available. He can keep an egg for the child from those he might take to the market, or he can be sure that ayoyo or beans leaves are available and he might buy a small piece of liver or meat for the children. A father's support for visits to the clinic is very critical. When we talk with women about why they don't come to the clinic every month for immunization or for growth monitoring, it is often because they don't have the money for transport or the support at home. Men can provide both. I hope that during the rest of these programs that we will be able to talk with some husbands who are participating in very positive ways in raising their children. There are small but important things that men can do. They don't have to take over, but offer their support.
I agree, madam. I have seen it makes a big difference when the man shows interest in what is happening, especially when he comes to the clinic to learn about his children.
I want to be mindful of the time. I think that we have touched on a lot of helpful information for our audience today. It has been excellent to have you here with us, Dr.
Alareba.
It makes a difference to hear from a doctor with your experience. You've shown us how important these first 1,000 days are for our children's future. I know that when I speak to my sisters, we are always dreaming about what their children will do. That
Anaba
will be a great teacher.
Atene.
Well, she seems like she might be a doctor, and we think that
Ayisoba
might take care of animals. From what I understand today, the child's start in life is important to realizing the dreams that all parents have for their children.
You have said it well. We all want our children to be happy and healthy no matter what. It has been my pleasure being with you and my friend, Madam
Asibi.
I hope that you might come back here again. I will certainly listen to the show to see what the two of you are doing. And I'm going to encourage the mothers that meet here at the clinic to tune in. Do come back and see us.
That sounds perfect. Thank you, Doctor. There are many more tips that we will be sharing on this program about how to nourish and nurture our youngest children for a good start in life. We want all our children to grow adequately.
If I understand, I'm going to be meeting you at different places to talk about these topics. I look forward to next week. I've already learned so much. I had no idea that so many of our children were suffering from poor growth. We must take action. I know that is what our future program will be about. Until then, bye.
I'd like to thank our special guest, Dr.
Alareba,
and of course, Madam
Asibi Akolbla,
for a very interesting and useful discussion. Today, we discussed the first 1,000 days of a child's life, from the beginning in the womb to 2 years of age. We learned what a critical period this is, and that poor growth, both in the body and in the mind, during this period cannot be corrected later. Many of our children are suffering from poor growth, and we all need to take action to change this. Remember, those actions include feeding the child with nutritious food and protecting the child from illness, just as a farmer feeds and protects crops from damage. I hope that you have all enjoyed this program and that you will tune in for more. Tell your friends with young children to also listen. Each episode will be different as Madam
Asibi
talks with people around Northern Ghana and reveals more of her child care secrets. Until next time. This program Shrubs of Today, Are Tomorrow's Future was made possible by the generous support of the American people through the U.S. Agency for International Development and its partner, the Spring Project, under the auspices of the Ghana Health Service.
So many children are stunted, malnourished.